This episode is brought to you by Home Team Inspection Service. When you partner with Home Team, you're getting more than a home inspection. You're delivering the home team experience. With a team approach, fast turnarounds, and package options that include home inspection warranties, Home Team helps real estate pros stand out. Plus, many locations now offer pay at close, giving your clients flexibility when they need it most. Schedule your next inspection with confidence at HomeTeam.com.
Not only are we need to come in and provide education to people that are not hearing what opportunities they have in the real estate arena, what they are able to invest in, how they're able to build a legacy for themselves, for their families and all of that, but also provide education as to what opportunities are out there for them to be able to invest in. So I think that's why I wake up every day. I get to this office and I'm excited about the journey that we're on and what we're able to provide to the communities that are underserved.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Color of Money podcast. I am Julia Lachey Israel, here to be your host for today's podcast. But as usual, I am joined by my friends, my brothers in crime, my partners in crime, my co-hosts. We've got Daniel Dixon on this episode. We've got Emmerich Peace on this episode. And then today we actually have two other really cool brothers I'd like to introduce y'all to. There is a group of really powerful industry leaders in Chicago who have been doing something pretty amazing. They're opening up a new business center in the south side of Chicago. There's four of them, but today we get to talk to two of them, and they're going to tell us how they're creating a legacy through real estate and through opening up this new business center on the south side of Chicago. Their names are Jerome Harper and Nate Thompson. And gentlemen, I'm going to ask if you all would introduce yourselves to our listening audience. Tell us who you are, what you do, how long you've been around. What are you here today to talk to us about? Nate, I think maybe you can start.
Sure. Sounds good. Thanks for having us. Super excited to be here. I'm Nate Thompson. I'm designated managing broker for Keller Williams One Chicago. I am also one half of Harper Thompson and Partners, which is our real estate team at Keller Williams. And then I'm also one fourth of JLNR, which is myself, Jerome, Ladwina Smith, and Scott. The four of us are the investors and part of the business and opening the business center on the south side of Chicago. So super excited to be here, super heavily involved. I've been in the business for 11 years now and excited about the journey of where we are and where we're headed as Keller Williams opening up the south side location.
I'm Jerome Harper, the other half of Harper Thompson and Partners. That's my business partner there in several businesses. Also one quarter of JLNR. I have been in the business since the 90s, which feels a little weird to say, but I left the business and decided to come back because I missed it. I had an opportunity to meet Nate, and it was a really good match from the very beginning. A lifelong Chicagoan, very, very passionate about what's going on in the city of Chicago, specifically what's happening in historically disinvested communities on the south side and the west sides of Chicago, including parts of the north side. So super excited for the model systems and tools that we're going to be able to bring to those markets with Keller Williams.
Awesome. So what I want to talk about today, we actually did a panel in Illinois, and you all got up and you told a whole audience about why you were doing this, why you were opening up a business center specifically on the south side of Chicago. And what that meant to you. Share a little bit of that story with us about what this journey is. Why don't you just keep selling real estate where you're at? What's the point of opening up something new? Obviously, it takes a lot of work and a lot of energy. So talk to us about the importance of why you decided to take that journey.
One, it's needed. It's needed in our communities because our communities are underserved. They've always been underserved. And it's time for someone to step in and step up and say, hey, not only are we need to come in and provide education to people that are not hearing what opportunities they have in the real estate arena, what they are able to invest in, how they're able to build a legacy for themselves, for their families and all of that, but also provide education as to what opportunities are out there for them to be able to invest in. So I think that's why I wake up every day. I get to this office and I'm excited about the journey that we're on and what we're able to provide to the communities that are underserved.
Yeah, I would echo that. The South Side, West Side, the communities of color, the Black communities, the Latino communities, the other diverse communities that we're seeking to serve, The access to K-Score, the access to MREA, win with buyers, win with sellers, those educational opportunities have not existed for a really long time. And it's an opportunity for us to really invest in the businesses of people who want to be the change that they want in the world. So it's a great opportunity for us to just focus and bring really fantastic resources to the community.
Are you guys planning on taking with the business center? Where's the main office out of?
Yep. So we have a headquarters where actually Nate and I are sitting today in Lincoln Park in Chicago. That is the north side of the city. Very different than the demographic and properties that you see on the south side in many cases. So we are incubating out of Keller Williams, One Chicago's Lincoln Park office. And this business center will be a part of the existing Keller Williams, One Chicago offices, which now number, there are three of them here in Lincoln Park, one near O'Hare in the, on the northwest side, and then another in Lakeview. So we will be the fourth location for One Chicago.
Yeah. And you guys said, you said something, Jerome. You said, and I love this, you said disinvested. That's a different term. When you said disinvested would, to me, that would appear to be a statement of saying, I look at it as a way of empowering, because you said, you didn't say, you said that whole word disinvested. Why'd you use disinvested?
I think because that's the most accurate way to describe it. Disinvested means that there was an intentional act. And if you do agent of distinction, if you focus on any of the other learnings that are out there about the history of systemic racism that has existed in real estate over the past 50, 60, 70 years, you recognize that this was not done by accident. This is telling you that this was an intentional action.
Okay. So when you say, and I don't want to dwell on this, I just want to be clear because somebody's listening to this and they said disinvested. Are you saying that, is it using that from a term that there were resources there previously and now those resources have been strategically removed?
Is 100%. That 100%. Unequivocally.
Okay. I just want to be clear. So everybody knows that there were resources there before. There was an intentional act to remove those resources. That's why it's this, which means to take away.
Yeah. If I can just add one thing to that whole sentiment. So if we think about Tulsa and we think about what's happened historically there, if you don't know, look up Tulsa. There's Black Wall Street. It's a lot of resources out there. But if you really pay attention to, and you want to do some research, look at the Community Reinvestment Act. Look at why that was created. Why do banks choose to invest in certain census tracts? I'll give you a spoiler. It is not because they want to. It's because they were forced because of prior bad acts that they had committed in those communities. So there are significant resources out there for you to educate yourself on what that actually means.
Okay, cool. I like that. So just let me give you this. Okay, we already answered the question of this. I don't even want to talk about this because that has a negative connotation. Let's go to the positive. Let's talk about reinvest, which is what you guys are doing, is you're reinvesting, you're restoring, and you're coming to a place. And I've been to South Chicago. And just so you know, I was involved with someone probably about 12, 13 years ago that made a run at doing something in South and on the South Side. And it just wasn't welcomed. I'm just telling you guys this. I'm giving you a little bit of history. This before your time, probably. I even came up there. The people, they were from Exit. I came up, spent a day or two. I was with their group. I gave them a session, a class. And it was just not welcomed within that power structure in Chicago previously, without mentioning any names. And so now you guys come and somebody else said something else to me about doing something else another time. And now you guys have come and it appears as though there's some traction now. And I'm believing this because of the power that you bring to this opportunity on the South Side. So with your reinvestment and where you want to go, let folks know where you're looking to go and how you see this as an empowering act as that reinvestment comes.
So I think to start, the purpose of opening the Southside location, which we are scheduled to open it in Bronzeville, which is one of the communities on the Southside, the purpose of it behind it is to be a resource. We want to be a resource to the community. We want to be a resource to those who are looking for answers they've been always looking for, but just never received. And it was never received because realtors were not taking the time to go into those communities and actually educate people. So our goal is to actually go out there and open our doors and be a resource, actually go outside of the walls of the office into the community and host buyer seminars, seller seminars, provide them with education and resources as to how to build that legacy and create that legacy for their families. So at the end of the day, the back end of it, the background is, yeah, we are real estate agents. We are able to help you in this process. We're able to help sell your home or help you buy a new place or buy a two flat or three flat or multi investments and things like that. But at the end of the day, we really want to be a resource to you. We want you to be able to come into our market center, our business center, our office as a cafe and sit down and actually just join us, pick our brain of what's happening in the community, what developments are coming in the community, all of that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to you guys and I'm just telling you, this is what I've heard. Now, that's what I love because it's a reoccurring thing. I've heard resources probably or resource. I probably heard that about 6 times in this conversation so far, which is super powerful. Now, you talk about coming into the community and you say, we want to reinvest. We want to provide resources, right? And part of this conversation, just so we're clear, it's still business. And so when you're talking about business, there's a thing about making money in business. So the whole idea for me is you can do good and make money at the same time and be a resource to provide different opportunities. So in that space of this community, I know a little bit about it. I don't know a lot about it. I know enough to be dangerous, right? And so what are you looking to do with this business center? How many people are you looking to bring into your business center? I'm talking about from an agent perspective. How many agents are you looking to bring into this space? And I don't know if you noticed or not, do you have a number of families that you're looking to serve on in a year? Because I'm saying this because I want people to understand the power that your group is bringing to the South Side of Chicago. That's what I want people to really understand.
That question is really timely. And I think it's just yesterday we had a member of KWRI leadership here in Chicago, and we were able to get in a car and drive the entire South Side. Because first thing that we need to do is make sure that people understand. What is the South Side? The South Side is not what you, or the West Side is not what's on television. We took the time to not only show him, but also provide him with market statistics and say, here's what we have. These are opportunities for investors. If you want something that is $1 million plus, $2 million plus, it exists on the South Side. These opportunities are there. The agents that we have now currently at One Chicago, we have 400 plus agents. And we have, of those 400, close to 60 that are going to be domiciling out of the Bronzeville location, the Southside location. And then from there, the sky is really the limit. I think, and my partner here might want to add to this, but the Keller Williams model is not build it and they will come. It is that you need to get the people, you need to get folks to commit to coming over, you need to do all of those things before you launch. We've done that. We have the people, but we know what's going to happen when we open. The people are talking about this. We can't tell you how many times we are stopped by people we haven't seen in a long time. They're like, how far away are we? How far away are we from this happening? So I think you're going to see a significant number of people that want to be a part of this movement that we have going on the South Side. As in terms of family, out of family served, we haven't looked at it through using that metric. But I think that's something for us to take away from this conversation and say, let's talk about the number of families that we can serve.
Okay. You said something, and I like I said, I know enough just to be dangerous. And when you said people at South Side of Chicago is not what people see on TV. When I went to South Side of Chicago, I went to a really nice brownstone. It was a 4-level. I remember it, the block. It was like a beautiful block. It had 10 steps to get up to the door. It was a 4-level. It was a 4-level house. I was like, oh, this ain't what people show you. This the other side. And it's waterfront property. People don't understand that. Hello? It's waterfront property. So I'm excited for you guys.
The opportunity is amazing on the south side of Chicago. It just has to be done.
So can I say one thing? I know I'm monopolizing, Julie.
You are. I've been trying to say something for a minute. Go okay. ahead.
I want you guys to do something. I would really like for you guys to remove three words from your vocabulary. And this helped me so much being in a community similar to yours, just not waterfront. Yes, it is waterfront. Use three words that you guys said. You said think. I heard think. I heard hope. And I heard need. I'm going to give you guys some encouragement. Take those three words from your vocabulary. There's a difference in thinking and believing, right? Believing is empowering. Hope. If you got a hope you're going to do it, somebody else is hoping that you're not going to do it. So it just depends on whose hope is the biggest. And then the other one, need. You don't need anything. With the power in your group, you guys have the ability to do everything that you want to do. So you don't need anything. The universe is giving you everything you need. You just have to figure out how to access it. And if their resources are there, there's no shortage of resources. It's just a shortage of resourcefulness. So just think about it. Just to work on that. Think, hope, and need. You guys are so powerful. You don't require any of those three words.
It's Good Friday, and Unc is taking us to church. But you did say something. I have been trying to say something, and I'm glad you said what you said, because what I was going to say was you talked about the group being so powerful. So I wanted to talk about there are two very powerful women who are missing from this conversation, and that's LaDuina and Roshana. But I wanted to talk about what even the power of coming together collectively is and creating that legacy. A lot of times, sometimes people want to do something, but for some reason, in certain communities, I'm not necessarily saying ours, but in certain communities, once you start getting people together, somebody got to be the this and somebody got to be the that. And then it's all, there's some drama gets involved and you can't never go nowhere because somebody did something to somebody. But in this case, there are the two of you and then these two wonderful ladies, LaDuina and Roshana, and you all actually make up a really powerful team. Can you talk to us a little bit about the collaboration of how that came together or why you even feel like it's necessary? One of y'all could have did it. Nate could have said, I'm doing this project. I'm not telling nobody about it. I know people say, I'm going to move in silence. I'm going to move in silence. I ain't going to tell nobody. I'm going to do this project by myself. Why didn't you do that instead of saying it's best for the four of us to come together and move together as a unit?
I'm all about a team to start. I'm all about a team. I think there's power in numbers. And I think that the other three that are a part of that team are super powerful. So myself and Jerome, we co-managed another brokerage coming over to Keller Williams, One Chicago. We were introduced to LaDuina and to Roshana, who are already instrumental in the works of the Southside location. So what the four of us decided to do before we even pressed the gas on anything was decided to get to know each other. We thought it was key for us to sit down at a table and literally lay everything out, be vulnerable, be transparent with each other, share our vision and our goals for what we thought the South Side would look like. And then we wanted to collectively make sure, and we still to this day, collectively make sure that we're on the same page. We want to do a check-in. We want to do just figure out, are we okay? Are we good? What's the vision? Is the vision the same? Are we still on the same page as what the vision is? Is the goal? So we sit together collectively and make sure that part of it is business and then part of it is building that family. We are building a relationship with each other throughout this entire process. And the harder it gets, the stronger we get together. So that's really what it was for us, is we need to start as a strong front first, because we're going to face hurdles at some point in this process. And when we do, we need to make sure that the four of us are together. So that's really been the most powerful thing I think that has come out of this. It's not think, Emmerich. I don't think. I know this is the most thing that has come out of this. Is the four of us have built a stronger bond together for sure.
And can I add, please, we have an opportunity to gush about our sisters. Roshana and LaDuina are powerhouses. So if you've ever seen Roshana speak anywhere in the world, she's magnificent. She's a wonderful woman with a business acumen that is very difficult to beat. She's fantastic. And LaDuina was just, I believe, inducted into the Team Leader Hall of Fame. LaDuina's been with Keller Williams for 14, going on 15 years. And she is we call her the CEO. Team Leader is fine, but he gets lost and all of the alphabet soup of KW. She is the CEO of this market center. She is a Black woman, and she is at the helm of one of the largest brokerages in the city of Chicago. So I know that we just have one of the most special teams out there. I could go on and on about Nate too, but we are very fortunate to have been introduced to one another. And Nate said it exactly right. We come together, we break bread, and we have conversations, and we do temperature checks.
Home Team Inspection Service is changing the way agents and clients experience home inspections. Their team-based model, streamlined scheduling, and bundled packages, including home inspection warranties, make the process smoother from contract to closing. And with Pay at Close available in many locations, you can give your buyers more peace of mind with less upfront cost. Choose the team that works with yours. Visit hometeam.com to learn more.
Yeah. I love that. And the reason I bring it up is because I think it's so powerful for us to collaborate in our community. And if we're talking about creating a legacy, there's the old African saying, we use it a lot. If you want to go far, go together.
If you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go far, take others with you.
There. And the reason I bring that up too is because also Daniel, whenever I talk about Daniel's business, similarly but different, Daniel has built some collaboration, but his business partners and things are his family. And I always found that to be like, that is really powerful. We're talking about creating a legacy. Most of the time we talk about creating a legacy for our family, and Daniel is creating a legacy through his business with his family.
It's a journey. Yeah. I think one thing that sucks inside of our community is we don't lock arms with each other enough, because we are so powerful if we get together, but we have this mindset of I'll go do my thing, you go do your thing, and we'll almost be in competition rather than collaboration. And I think that what you guys are doing is incredible, because it's going to be a testament to, if we just lock arms and we connect and we collaborate, then look at the success we can have and the barriers that we can break and the excitement that we can show everybody else around us. I think it's really impactful. I'm excited.
I'm going to say something. I want all of y'all really right now, go to KWBREN page and look at my post today. Look at my post today. It's crazy. It's off the chain that we're having this conversation right here. When you go there, you see my Uncle E a message for the day, y'all going to say, okay, that was deep right there. I love it. And Rashana was in my market center last week. Did y'all know that?
We did.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know what? Yesterday. Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you are. That's the one thing about when we start talking about locking arms, Daniel. We got to lock arms even across state lines. She wanted to have an event here. We rolled out the red carpet. Here's the space. Get your people here. Do what you have to do, because it's our connectiveness that makes us as strong as we are. And it doesn't matter whether we're in Chicago, whether we're in Upper Marlboro, whether we're in Colorado, whether we're in Minnesota. It's the beautiful thing is that when you can lock arms where you are, and what you all have done in Chicago, I've been watching it. I've been watching it from afar. I'm super excited. My only question is, how can we help?
Pray for
us. That's the question. You say that?
Well, I said pray for us.
You know what? That's great. Pray for you is great. But how can we do some work to help you? Because you got a whole lot of people praying for you. You got to have more people doing work. So I just want you guys to know, you all have a network that's willing to work with you and willing to work for you. Make sure you use that network. Because it's here and across the state lines, just so we make sure that we open it up and just being transparent.
There are two things that I believe, I'm learning, I'm teachable, Emmerich. I believe that there are two things that would be helpful for our entire team. Number one, if you know someone in the Chicago market who has either just started the business and they're serious about it, or if you yourself have maybe reached the ceiling and you're ready to go to the next level, introduce us. We are very nice people. We want to spend time with people, and it's not a recruiting conversation. It is just an introduction. So we have a very soft touch. We know how to have conversations with brokers that are doing business in our market. And then secondly, we don't know what we don't know. So we can, as much as we can sit here and talk about K-Score, and we can sit and talk about these other things, K-Score being the no cost to the student real estate pre-licensing course. But there are things that we don't know, and we want to listen. I think that one of the challenges of coming into a community and wanting to do things, you need to listen. It's not always about what you want to do. It's about what the community needs and wants. So if there's something that we're missing, if we have a blind spot that we need to address and we need to spend some time putting something in place, we want to hear about it.
Yo, I just thought of something. Okay, here I go. Y'all got me. Y'all see, I'm on some stuff today, right? I'm on something today.
Emmerich is very energetic. He's wide awake today.
No, I'm telling you, I'm through this transition of my life. I'm almost reborn again. I'm telling you this because now I have to figure out life without parents. I've never lived my life without parents, and my mom passed a month ago, so I'm like got this different energy of just curiosity. But what I want to say to you guys. How are you guys, Julie, you know about this. Daniel, you left early. Are you guys going to Kalahari in May to the leadership mastermind?
Mega leadership? Why would they not be at mega leadership?
Oh, yeah, we'll be at mega leadership.
Okay, so I'm going to put this out there. At mega leadership, why don't we get together and just have a mastermind? Right, we all can be in one place at one time. We got the fireside chat.
Okay, don't we do that?
We got the tribal meeting. We gonna have the tribal meeting. Ludwina was at the tribal meeting last time. We gonna have the tribal meeting, but let's do something different where we can get a few of us in a room with you all, and we don't have to travel anywhere. We're already in the same space, and let's figure out how we can chop it up and make something special happen for you guys.
I think the beauty of it, and Emmerich, with you even saying mastermind, last week I did an episode with the four brothers about the collaboration over competition. They're not blood brothers, but y'all know what I mean. But about the, and I think there's a lot to be said about that. And I appreciate people who continue to tune in, because even though you're not necessarily connected to us, these relationships mean a lot. And even being able to mastermind and have these conversations and call each other mean a lot. Having people in these roles that have done this before, I think part of what's in our community and what I have seen lacking, really, when we talk about creating a legacy, and Emmerich, how this frustrates me, sometimes in different group settings or group events, Emmerich is the leader. And if Emmerich says something, there'll be younger people who they want to argue it. They want to debate it. They want to go a different direction. They know everything. They know better. When it's like, people have gone before us. There is something to be said about living. You know what I mean? There's some wisdom that comes with those years. And a lot of times, like that gray beard that y'all can't see right now. There's some wisdom that comes with that, and being able to be a community and together engage in those masterminds, but understanding that there is wisdom being spoken and not necessarily always wanting to do it your own way or wanting to, no, I don't want to do that. Like when we're in a group, if Emmerich's the leader, Emmerich's the leader. That's what he said. And they'd be like, we didn't want to wear that stuff. Oh, I shouldn't go all into our family business, huh, Emmerich? we don't want to do some of the things Emmerich says do. But if Emmerich's the leader and he's leading us somewhere, you follow that vision, right? And we collectively go together and it always turns out well, right? So I think even in having these masterminds, really the benefit about creating a legacy and what even that word means, somebody has gone before us. Somebody's did this before. You all are opening a business center on the south side of Chicago, but somebody's opened a business center before. Somebody's opened a market center before. I called Emmerich and Daniel and I said, hey, this is what I'm looking to do. This is the next journey in my leadership. Here's what I think I'm going to do. What do y'all think? And really getting a lot of advice and learning from each other on these journeys when we start these opening up market centers or business centers or new business ventures or whatever it might be, relying on the resources we have of the wisdom in these mastermind groups. And so I'm saying that because the people who are listening, aside from tuning in and getting to participate by just dropping in and listening, we do have events like Emmerich's referring to the mega leadership event that will be taking place in Texas in a few months here, coming to those and getting into relationship with other people so that when you have something come up, you call and say, hey, Daniel, what do you think about this? Hey, Emmerich, what do you think about this? Because none of us is as smart as all of us. And what I've learned on my recent journey of my new chapter is I knew a lot when I started talking to all of y'all, right? If I talk to Uncle Emmerich and he gives me some advice, and I talk to Daniel, he gives me some advice. Bo gave me some real big advice. And then all of a sudden people are like, they don't even see me coming because the problem is I know too much. And it's not my own knowledge and it's not my own years that I've lived, but I collectively have the wisdom of other people who have done this. So I love that you said, hey, let's get a mastermind. But even the people who aren't attending, understanding the power of masterminding, maybe it's not at the same place we're going to, but maybe if you have an idea, you want to start something, seek out some people who have done it before. Somebody's done it before, and get advice and get wisdom, and then go into it really with a knowledge of a mind.
I think the other piece of that too is we have having a support system that can pick you up when you're down. Cause not when you start taking these leadership journeys and OPs and market centers and business centers, like it's not all winning. There's a lot of losses that we do, a lot of lessons that we learn through this journey, and being able to have that support group to say, here's how you pivot. Here's what I learned when I went through that similar kind of thing is really important, because the journey building successful teams is fun. We see a lot of success. And then leading through other agents is a different energy, is a different challenge that you got to go conquer.
And I would just love to add there too, and I think that all of this is really great. So I'm in the process, we're talking about creating a legacy. I'm in the process of working with my father, who has owned real estate for as long as I can remember, and getting involved in some of the operations in his business on the personal side. And what I have learned in the wisdom that I've gained from being in the business is that I'm a Gen X, I'm an old Gen X person. So I look at my dad, who is a boomer, and I look and I think, and it's happening now as we have conversations, he has something to add for me to take away. And then I have something to add for him to take away. And I think we have to do a very thoughtful job. And I love this group that's on this episode, because I think we do a very good job at amplifying the voice of young people. But I think there is so much opportunity to make sure that while we have the wisdom, while we have this kind of depth of knowledge, there's also ChatGPT, right? There's also AI. There are also all of these disruptive technologies, because if you were a cab driver back in the early 2000s and you thought you were the best thing going, and some young person told you about Uber, you would say, no, youngster, I've been driving this cab forever. But now look at the price and the value of the medallion that you have on your car, right? So you do have to, I think, amplify the voices of these young people, because they are doing magnificent things. We have Joseph Morris in our office, who is an agent who serves primarily the veteran community. He's a veteran himself, and he's killing it. He's killing it. He's doing things that I would have never thought to do in the business, but he is absolutely crushing it in a market where both of us operate. So amplifying those voices is really super important.
I think there's many people to highlight that are coming up in the industry that are we need to look out for. This is the next generation of people that is coming after us that is going to change the game in a significant way, in a magnificent way as well. It's going to be incredible to see the journey, because they're doing things differently. They're taking some of the things that we've coached to and we have given advice to, and they're taking it and enhancing that even more. So I'm excited about the future of real estate for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting that you guys say this. What I always look at in that space, and I'm saying this to you opening your business center, is I love the pot. I like the soup, right? Soup is not soup until all of the ingredients meld together and you get that special taste. And that's what I absolutely love about this podcast. I'm a little more mature than the other two hosts and then all of the other hosts. But we all work together, because I'm in one decade, Julia's in another decade, Daniel's in a different decade, Bo and Julia in the same decade. And then when you meld that soup together, and it works. We meld that soup together and all of the flavors come together and we have something special in this podcast. And I believe it's the same way that you have to do in your market center. There's the basic fundamentals, which comes from someone of my age. Then there's a little more progressive part of the soup that comes from that Julia demographic. And then you just get something out of the box, like fresh and new, when you bring Daniel into the pot. So now we got this soup that just works. And that's when you start talking about your business center. Really, I want you guys just think about that, because everyone brings value. And I love the new age people, because they're so, no offense, they're just so dumb. They don't even know how smart they are. because they bring all kinds of things to the table that they didn't, that you don't even think of, because they're invincible.
Well, let me say, I want to say we're using terminology that people may not understand. We're using business center and market center and all of those differences, and people may not even know what we mean by that. And so I just want to clarify, Keller Williams is a franchised organization. Our franchises we refer to as market centers. Sometimes our market centers can go off and branch off a whole new business and a whole new building and a whole new other space. And we call those business centers. And they're open in a different location with a different set of leadership. And they're attached to their home market center, but they're operating independently as a business center. In addition to that, what we're not talking about is the additional opportunities that exist for other people. Maybe you want to open what we call an IMAO, a mega agent office. Maybe you're like, hey, I'm a big agent. I have a team. And me and my team just want to go and get a space. And we want to do something real cool. And we want to call it Julia Lachey Real Estate Group or whatever. Actually, my team's the signature group. Y'all know that. But maybe we want to go off and do a IMAO and do that. So there's also opportunities to do that. So when we talk about creating legacy through real estate, my favorite part, and I say this a lot, is that there are so many different opportunities that real estate brings. You can open up your own market center. We've had people on who did that. We had Gabby and Keisha on talking about actually opening up that market center they opened up in Atlanta. First Black-owned franchise in Atlanta. We have you all on talking about, hey, we opened up a business center. We're opening up a business center on the South Side. And then I'm pretty sure we probably have somebody who has their own mega agent office or wants to do that. These are all opportunities of things you could potentially do to create a legacy in real estate through a number of these different mediums. But I just wanted to clarify the terminology we've been using because we understand that, but maybe some of our listeners are like, what's the business? So gentlemen, any final thoughts in creating this legacy and opening up this new business center on the South Side of Chicago? For the people listening that want to build wealth, what would you say is the one thing that they could or should do to start down on a journey like that?
Real estate, and I don't mean that to be trite. Most of us who are real estate brokers, we see the deals before the deals come to market, or we know the indicators of a good deal. Put yourself in a position that you're able to take those deals down. And if that means you have to partner with someone. But real estate is a fantastic investment. It's a great generator of wealth. And the legacy that you can build for your family using that particular asset class is unmatched. So buy real estate.
I think my answer would be understand that your journey and your legacy is your own. I think a lot of people will see things on social media or see their friends doing a certain thing or family members doing a certain thing, and they're trying to mimic it exactly for how they did it and the path that they went down to do it, instead of doing it on their own and creating their own legacy for themselves. It looks different than there's five of us on this call, and we all, our journeys are all different. Our legacies look different. And so I think people have to understand that creating their own legacy means that they truly need to know and have to figure out how to actually build that on their own and what it looks like for them.
And Daniel, I want to ask you the same question, because like I mentioned, you are creating a legacy through your family and with your family. What's the one thing you would tell people to do?
Give each other grace. It's not easy. Have that idea of what you want to build. Have everybody be committed in building it together, but give people grace. Everybody wants everything right now. And when you're in partnerships with anybody, let alone family, it's not always going to be perfect.
That's good stuff. All right, friends. Any final words, Ankh? I didn't let you say your last words. Any final words?
You know, everybody said everything. I'm just excited about the opportunity that they're doing in South Side of Chicago, and I just want to be involved.
I love that. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for a fabulous episode. Thank you for joining us today on the Color of Money podcast. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. We will catch you next time on the next episode of the Color of Money podcast. Till next time, friends. Follow the Color of Money podcast today and get notified when new episodes are released weekly.
Be part of this transformative listening experience.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.